You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
Biden and GOP senators discuss COVID aid, AstraZeneca supplies more doses to the EU, and Chinese police crack down on counterfeit vaccines. Here's what you should know. President Biden is meeting with a group of 10 Republicans today to discuss coronavirus relief. Biden has already set forth a $1.9 trillion rescue package, and the House plans to move forward this week with the steps required to pass the bill with a simple majority. On Sunday, the group of GOP lawmakers outlined an alternate $618 billion plan. In their meeting, Biden is expected to try to make good on his promise to work across the aisle, but he has stated plainly that passing COVID relief is non-negotiable. AstraZeneca agreed Sunday to send 9 million additional doses of its vaccine to the EU during the first quarter of this year, following a series of disputes that sprang up between the two parties last week after production problems kept the drug manufacturer from sending the prearranged number of vaccines. Now the company will begin deliveries a week earlier than scheduled, expand manufacturing capacity in Europe, and aim to send 40 million doses by the end of March. This target is still only half of what it had originally aimed for. And Chinese police are cracking down on a crime ring allegedly making fake COVID-19 vaccines. Police found that the people involved have been turning a huge profit by making mock vaccines using saline solution and selling them at a markup. More than 80 people have been arrested across three provinces for helping to produce more than 3,000 fake shots. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.